Hi guys and welcome back. So I thought for the first instructor interview, I would need to do it with the main man himself, Mr. Craig Long. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Yeah, no, I thought it'd be really good to get you to be one of the first people to, for
I'm
us
privileged.
To talk to. Obviously, I wouldn't be where I am today without you. You're
That's
the one
very,
that.
Very nice
it's
to
true
me.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah,
like
it's really nice
you're
to me.
You're the one that got me into it. You've taught me everything that I've known about martial arts, so what better person to have on? So I thought we'd do this just to kind of let these guys get to know you a little bit more.
Okay.
About when you started, what got you to start. So when did you start training?
I believe it was 1994.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was 1994. Mark had bet me that I won't come. Mark started maybe 6 months before me and he bet me that I won't go, and we went to the local gym at the end of my road called City Fitness, and there I bumped into my friend and my instructor, Paul Lynch. It was the first time, and I remember being a young teenage guy who thought I knew everything, and Paul had said to me, anyone whose first date is, go stand over there. And it was adults and kids at the time, and I went over and I stood with 2 6-year-old kids, and I thought, maybe this ain't for me. But as I left, I kind of got the bug. I kind of got the bug, Paul was a great, well, he's a great instructor, and he's a great friend as well.
So how old were you then when you first
17
started?
Maybe. 17? Yeah, maybe 17.
So it was a little bit late,
definitely 17. Yeah. But I went from being maybe quite a naughty kid, I'm a little bit naughty now, but I used to be a very naughty kid.
Anybody that knows Craig will back him up on
and
that.
I kind
one.
Of think you give me that discipline in right from the start. I really do. I think if I wouldn't have started, I probably would have gone down the wrong path.
Yeah, so it really kind of like changed.
Yeah,
it made an
massively.
Impact on your life. Is there any other changes you've kind of seen from doing martial arts?
Not so much. I say not so much. I'm a little bit.
It's fine. It's okay. It's
yeah, I'm a little bit more focused. Maybe I don't know. I didn't have much focus going on.
I think like
I've
what
got
you
better
said.
Values and better honesty.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit. I've got more values, and my moral compass points in the right direction.
Yeah.
Compared to how's it would.
I think the biggest thing that you said though is that you felt yourself going down the wrong path.
Oh,
I think
sure.
That's a big change
sure.
in itself.
Yeah, my school days. I was a naughty kid. You know, I was a naughty kid, and I think they sorted me out.
Did it?
It
gave you that focus again. And
yeah,
then,
definitely so.
Yeah, I think that what I find, and you'll probably get it too, is that when parents come to you and go, Jimmy's not being very good today, the kids hate that, don't they?
Of course they do. Yeah, of course
they do. Do you
know
what I mean?
I get parents get in touch with me now and say, little Johnny's not eating his dinner, can you have a word with him? And it's a nice position to be in, it's a privileged position to be in, you know, being held in that high regard where parents can come and ask you.
Mm.
Their advice, you know, and threaten you with little Johnny.
It's supporting them like inside and outside the gym,
definitely.
Isn't it?
It's
really important, because what I personally find is that kids, they can be so good for us.
Yeah.
Like they're little angels, and then they go home and they're not so
definitely. Good. Definitely. I'm going to do it with my daughter. She was a terror at home, and we used to go into school and the teacher would tell us how fantastic she was, and she was a little angel. And I was kind of like, have you got the right kid here? I thought she'd give her the wrong school report. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I can see what we offer the kids.
No, it is. It's a big impact, isn't it? So, what? Obviously, competing-wise, because obviously you started martial arts when you were 17.
Yeah.
And did you start competing?
I was an orange belt. I remember.
So was I.
I was an orange belt.
I was an orange belt too. I remember
there
that.
You go. It was an orange belt, and to be honest with you, I think I only got invited because I could drive. No one else could get there, if I'm being really honest with you. And I ended up going to St. Helens, and I fought at the EMAs in St. Helens, and I forgot my mouth guard. And I had Mark's mouth guard in, which is my brother. I had his mouth guard in, and I had the biggest boxing gloves you've ever seen in your life. And the first guy that I ever fought was called Paul Wong. And when they announced Paul Wong versus Craig Long, there was a few sniggers going on there. And I was stood in front of this guy, a Chinese guy, who I remember was covered in tattoos, stood with a second-degree black belt.
You look like Bruce Lee.
Say a second-degree black belt. But I thought to myself, I've come all the way to St. Helens, I'm not letting anyone beat me on this day. So I went and I won the competition on my first day. I fought 2 second degree black belts.
Wow.
But there weren't a great deal of kickboxing involved, if I'm being honest.
What was involved?
It was just pure heart and determination. Oh, was it? Yeah, pure heart and determination. But I went home and I got the bug from there, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because I remember my first one. It was orange belt. And I don't know, it may be one of like the WKKCs or WTKA or something. And I don't like to use the word beaten up. I prefer to say outskilled, but massively. And I think what I found is that when I lost that category, I didn't do very well. Yeah. But every time I went to the tournament, year by year, I'd kind of like...
You learn so much more about by a loss than to win. If you win, you come home and you put your trophy on the side and that's it till the next time. If you don't get the decision, then you sit and analyse yourself and lay in bed thinking, only if I'd have done this and only if I'd have done that, things would have been a little bit different.
You'll re-look at it, don't you? If it's ever been a close fight, if I've lost the fight, I'll watch the video back and be like, why did I lose? You analyse, do it. Whereas if you win, I don't think I've watched many of my winning videos back.
And you know what? I only had this conversation with someone the other day, is now it's quite easy to skip back and look at bits of the fights. Yeah. I used to be there with a Betamax video, pressing the big rewind button wearing the tapes out.
Yeah.
Wearing the tapes out.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it is a lot easier now to track it. No, definitely. So, obviously, you've obviously been competing. How long have you been competing? How long?
I've kind of finished now. I think the last time I fought was a couple of years ago. So, I don't know, 20 years, maybe.
Wow.
In and out of competitions every week. Yeah. I know that you guys are really passionate about it. And that's what really works well with martial arts for you, is you guys are young and I don't want to be stood in sports centres every Sunday.
You've done your part, though.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that someone else has took over that side. I may go to the odd one and show my face, but I think every day in, day out,
But I think that a lot of these guys and a lot of our members need to remember that for like 10 years of my competing career, you were there every single time.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people don't know that.
That
you're maybe not there now.
I think people think I'm lazy when it comes to competitions. Well, in general, maybe.
You've given so much to it, though. Yeah, and I think you've got your family, you've got your kids.
Exactly. Without this sounding bad, I've neglected my kids to spend time with other people's kids at competitions. This is kind of like my time to put into my family.
This is why, like you said, it works really well.
Yeah,
you've got obviously us guys that are like itching and actively competing ourselves.
Yeah.
Which means that you get to do what you love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You get to do what you enjoy, which is a win-win.
Yeah, definitely. So, that was a thing, and it works exactly the same with our partnership. That it got to the point where all I wanted to do was teach. I didn't want to. I've not got your energy. I admire your energy. You're great. You get up and you're so driven, and I love that about you. And it was kind of, I could see benefits of us working together, and of course our loyalty to each other from going back from all the years. It was a no brainer. So it's quite nice just to go and do what I like to do.
That's the same, like when I, because obviously I don't do much teaching.
Sure.
Not really, because it's not that I don't like to do it. I enjoy to do it. It's got to a point where I was like, I was trying to do it all and it wasn't working. I had to take that step back.
Sure.
So, but I look at you when you're teaching, I'm like, oh my God, like I wish I had your energy. But that's why this works.
Yeah, of course it is.
Obviously, some of you guys might not know, but obviously me and Craig are business partners with Acom, so we work together. So Craig's kind of the face. You're the face of it, aren't you?
The face.
You're the face. Okay, you're the other looks.
Okay, real. The boyish good looks.
But yeah, so you do all the teaching, and then obviously us guys, we help and support from behind the scenes. So why? When did you start teaching? How did it happen? How did that journey start?
It all started, and I remember. I'll call him Mr. Lynch because I'm sure he's listening, and I have the utmost respect for him. Mr. Lynch used to come and say, "No." Like to come to the front and do warm-ups, and I hope he picks me today. And so I used to do that with you all the time. I hope he asked me to do a stretch off, and I'm sure everyone else in the class did. I become, I said, great friends with Mr. Lynch, and I ended up working for him. I worked for him.
I didn't know that. So you started working for Mr. Lynch first.
I started working. You know, we had great times. We had a little gym in Fifth Avenue. The atmosphere used to be electric in there.
Wow.
And then we
packed. Was that in York?
It was in York.
So
yeah,
Mr. Lynch.
It was where the old Legions were on Fifth Avenue. Yeah.
So you guys ran that together?
Well, yeah.
He owned it.
Paul owned it. Yeah, I run it. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you
know?
Yeah.
Oh, this is even I'm learning something new.
That was for a couple of years.
Wow.
We parted company. We still remained great friends. And then we started ourselves. I started at a community centre. And
it started as York Martial Arts Academy.
It was York
Martial
Arts Academy, yeah, it was.
Because that's what's on my block.
Is it really?
Mine is York Martial Arts Academy.
Mine is as well, actually.
Yeah, York Martial Arts. Yeah. So it started, so once you left Fifth Avenue, you then opened up in a community centre in Foxwood, was it?
I did. In fact, I went round to, there was a guy, a friend of mine, who was called Sean, and he was teaching, he had a little club round there. And I remember going round on the first day as a guest. I scared I could do any training. I probably didn't think I was going to carry on my teaching out of respect to Mr. Lynch. And what I found is on the very first day when I sparred with this guy, all his students were cheering for me, which was really awkward, bearing in mind that I'd never met him. And it turned out that this guy in particular, mentioning no names, used to beat all his students up.
Oh, okay.
So get him up to the front and... It was ridiculous sparring, no gloves on, no kick boots, and it was
so
rough.
Just like bare knuckle.
It was very
sparring.
Rough and tumble. And when I was sparring with him, all the students was cheering for me when they just met me. I kind of thought something's not right here. Within 2 months, I'd kind of taken over taken over the club, and we just built it from there really.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy. So it was York Martial Arts, and so how long were you at, do you remember round about how long you were at the community centre? How long was it until you got your full time gym at Aitken?
Maybe 4 or 5 years maybe, and then we had really hard times, me and my ex-wife and the kids, because I thought this is what I wanted to do for a living. So times was hard, but we got the opportunity to move into our place in Aitken.
I think no one understands
definitely
how hard it is.
Yeah, when Mr. Lynch had gone from there, I was the only full time martial arts academy in York.
Really?
So it was kind of a scary thing to get a big lease and sign into a big lease, but. As it happened, you know, it worked really well.
So obviously it was York Martial Arts Company. When did you remember whenabouts it was? Because you've been from York Martial Arts and then you went to Longs, didn't you?
Well, the reason we went for that is that we started branching out. We had UWF, which Mark now runs.
That's the school that I started.
Yeah, it was. And then I also opened Weatherby, so kind of thought we couldn't call it York Martial Arts Academy no more. Because so that's why we changed it. We changed it to Long's Black Belt Schools. Mark came on board, took over UWF, so we thought that's the kind of way that it's gonna go. But here we are now, martial arts for you.
I know. Yeah. So obviously, because just to let these guys know kind of the story with that, so we were, it was Longs, obviously I opened up Haxby and Copmanthorpe.
Yeah.
On and Selby. Yes. Selby was
a
big one, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was,
yeah. So I opened up, we opened three of them schools under Longs, and then I think it got to a point where... I think you had a big realisation, didn't you? Like, you've mentioned it.
I did. I'd just gone through a divorce. Maybe if we're getting personal, I got into a divorce and just decided I didn't want to run a business no more. I didn't want to be worried about tax returns, and I didn't want to be worried about how to pay this bill and X amount of getting these new members in. So we had the discussion, me and yourself and your dad, and we decided, you know, that... We'd give this a go and
benefit each other.
Of course,
I think that was the big
thing. I saw your drive. I saw your determination and guts, and your organisation as well, which is something.
I'm not going to take credit for the organisation, but
I remember coming up to Selby and seeing everything all placed in order and the board with every event coming up, and it was something what I really lacked. I said, I just wanted to teach. I didn't when I first started teaching. I didn't want to. be a business owner, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you wanted to teach martial arts. I think it's good to tell people that, because I think some people, they were here during that change.
Yeah, sure.
But they didn't actually know why.
The teaching is what, yeah, of course, that's exactly why it was. I saw the benefit in us linking hands and going forward with it. You know, I just enjoy teaching. I love teaching.
And it means we get to give you more people to teach.
Of course, definitely. I can be really flat, and as soon as I tie my belt, something changes inside me. I get energy from people who walk in. I get energy from young kids, and I get energy from helping people, and, you know, giving them something what obviously they're coming
for. Whereas writing a Facebook advert,
it's just not for me. I just can't help but mess about on Facebook adverts. You might see me, I go on Facebook, and then I turn my Facebook off.
You do, yeah.
And then I go back on it, and then I turn it off.
You're back on now, though. You're on Facebook
but
at the
not for how long. I did a little cold not so long ago, yeah. But I should say that.
So what benefits do you see your students getting from martial arts? Like, you must have, like, have you got any success stories?
I think the benefits are endless. I think my biggest physical success story has to be Louisa Barrett.
Please talk. We will be having Lou on
14 stone in weight within 2 years' time. And I mean this in the nicest possible way to Lou. Lou had come in, and I remember signing her and her then fiance up. And I did think to myself, you know, this lady's not going to stick it. And she turned it round like something that you've never seen. And she's probably the proudest person that I've ever worked with, regardless of the world champions that we've helped create.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
It's the heart, I think, that's the biggest thing.
She's got a lovely heart.
Yes.
She's got a lovely heart. Only this week she jumped in there and I had a problem at home, wanted to sort out, and she's straight in there. And maybe I don't tell her enough how much I do, how grateful I am. So if you're listening, Louisa, I'm very grateful for you, and you're a superstar.
I think she secretly does know it. I think she knows how much you appreciate her. But she has, I think she, that is like a huge success story.
Sure.
It is. It's crazy. The amount. What's she like? 60 kilo now? Less.
Yeah, she's like literally a third of what she used to be.
That is absolutely crazy.
She's literally a third of the size that she used to be. But again, her art is three times.
Yes.
The size.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. What about any kids? Have you had any kid success stories?
We've had lots of kids. Again, we've been really really successful with the competitions over the years, but I just say more that the kids who turned into nice people
is
the biggest success story that we've got that I can help to influence. And we first started in a council area, and we had lots of kids who come to us without a father figure, and I was privileged to be the role model that I could be to them kids, and I think that helped. You know, we have had lots of really great kids who've turned into.
I like what you said there. That it's not just the ones that have won gold medals and world championships. It's the ones that have turned into great human beings and great adults.
Definitely,
that's
martial arts. Lots of them still train with us. I'm really privileged, and the thing that really makes me tick is we've got people who train still with me from 20 years ago.
Wow.
Which I've seen watch grow and develop from kids into
that must be like
it's brilliant, very warming.
That proves what an amazing instructor you are.
Thank you very much.
And if you actually think about, like, it'd be crazy to actually sit and try work out how many lives you've impacted.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. Yeah.
Thousands.
Probably. And they've impacted me as well on the flip of the coin.
I think you're quite like me though. Like, I can get happiness from if you gave me a chocolate bar right now, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But I'd get more happiness from me helping you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, massively. It helps, doesn't it? It gets you through there.
Sure.
So
there's a saying that we will earn a living by what we get.
We
make a life by what we give. And that's something what I try to work towards.
No, definitely. So what do you love most about teaching? Like, what do you enjoy about doing it?
I just enjoy the giving.
Yeah.
I enjoy the giving, and I enjoy watching people grow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, I think, you know, that's nearly 20 minutes. I think that you've told us lots about your thing. I feel like I've learned so much more about you now. So thank you very, very much.
Sorry if I bored anyone.
But this is hopefully, I'm going to try and get Craig on as much as we can. It'd be great if we could do a little segment every Friday.
Sure.
I think that'd be amazing. Talking about lots of different things.
Sure.
I'm going to be doing a live video very shortly, guys. on my Facebook, and I'm going to actually ask what you'd like the topic next week to be about, because I think that'd be interesting to see what your guys' opinions are. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.